This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. SpaceX's third Starship test launch takes off successfully. More on that coming up. But first, the air in your home can be 5 times more polluted than outdoor air. Energy-efficient homes are designed to be more sealed, too, so they trap more pollutants inside. From cooking emissions and cleaning chemicals to fragrances and pets, a lot of everyday things can make the air inside your home less than ideal. The best thing you can do to improve your indoor air quality is open up windows and doors, as long as the air outside isn't unhealthy. But if letting in fresh air isn't an option, air purifiers can help reduce the level of pollutants while also removing odors and trapping some bacteria and mold. There are hundreds of models from dozens of brands on the market, so we tested a handful and put together a guide to the best purifiers so you can decide which will work best for you. Check out our list of the best air purifier for 2024 at Engadget.com.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
SpaceX hoped the third time would be the charm as it attempted another test of its Starship rocket. This third launch did indeed go well, with the Starship successfully launching at 9:25 a.m. Eastern Time. Shortly after launch, it successfully completed the hot staging separation from the Super Heavy booster, and the Starship successfully ignited the second stage Raptor engines. It's currently coasting, and the Raptor engines are planned to be relit about 40 minutes after initial takeoff. The Super Heavy booster, meanwhile, went into a semi-controlled descent. Its engines didn't fully reignite as planned prior to splashdown. We should hear more about what worked and didn't work in that phase of testing once everything is finished. While SpaceX said that both the booster and Starship itself were going to return to Earth at terminal velocity, thus making any recovery of them impossible, it looks like Starship itself didn't make it to splashdown. Based on the initial data, it looks like Starship broke up during re-entry. As with the booster, we should hear more about the specifics behind the ship's ultimate fate soon. The previous two efforts ended in failure, though Starship did reach space on the second go-round. A 110-minute launch window for the latest attempt opens at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. A live stream covering the launch kicked off at about 8:50 a.m. Eastern Time, and you can follow it on X. The Federal Aviation Authority authorized the SpaceX Starship Super Heavy Orbital Flight Test 3 on Wednesday afternoon. The agency said in a statement to Engadget that SpaceX met all safety, environmental, policy, and financial responsibility requirements. The FAA grounded Starship for several weeks before the second test flight until the company took 63 corrective actions. The first launch caused a fire in a state park and led to a lawsuit from environmental groups. Along with building on top of the previous tests, there are a number of ambitious goals SpaceX had in mind for this launch. The company aimed to carry out the first relight of a Raptor engine in space, along with ensuring the successful ascent burn of both stages, opening and closing the payload door, and conducting a controlled re-entry. The spacecraft flew on a new trajectory and splashed down in the Indian Ocean. SpaceX said the updated flight path afforded it the chance to try out new things like engine burns in space while prioritizing public safety. Thanks for listening to the show. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Today's show featured journalism by Engadget contributor Chris Holt and was produced by Spoken Layer. I'm Imran Sheikh, and as always, we'll talk more tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.